Hello, it's me, your host, Jack from the Slick Realms. We have our community manager,
Darcy from the Slosh Realms.
And our news anchor,
Fiona from the Dotty Realm, keeping you up to date with all the latest Beanie Boo news.
Today, we'll be looking more into magic and its different utilizations within the Beanie Boo verse. We will start off with one of the most basic and most commonly utilized types of magic, creation magic. Now, we need to make a clear difference here between primordial creation magic and creation magic. So primordial creation magic is obviously utilized by the god Nova and is the original source, but standard creation magic means it's diluted with time magic, whereas primordial means it has no dilution at all. So there's no like spectrum. It's either primordial or non-primordial, but there is degrees of purity based on how pure the magic is, but typically it will be about similar purity. And we'll also make a distinction here. Primordial creation magic, anything it comes in contact with will be pulled towards it, but anything that comes in contact with the things it comes in contact with will also be pulled towards it. But standard creation magic will only affect the things directly around it. So there's not many major differences, but it is obviously a lot more widely used, so we can talk about some of its main utilizations, which obviously we can start off with how slushes fly, which doesn't really seem like it would make sense given their magic, because, you know, obviously there's not really anything specifically in this magic that would allow them to fly. What they typically will do is they'll generate tiny little flakes of ice that they can use to support themselves above the ground. So tiny you can barely even see them, and they'll form these tiny bridges you can't see. So essentially they can create these ice things under their feet or their body to propel themselves through utilization of this technique at an extremely precise level. But it's become a very common technique now, and it's obviously not how they lift a lot of things, but it's hardest to use it on a living creature because it's got a lot of magic systems within their body. We can really get into that later, but just to say they have magic systems, which makes it complicated to manipulate magic within another person's body, unless, of course, you're very skilled, which is why healing magic is possible, but it's still very difficult. Some other uses of it are obviously utilizing the magic and imbuing it into another object. And then manipulating the magic, because you can attract things towards it, means that most objects will follow it, allowing you to manipulate many objects in healing magic as well. By creating a thin line of the energy in a wound, and then also utilizing it in the blood vessels to make it pump, and in all other systems throughout the body that may have been injured, they can essentially restore any limb without any real scarring. Now, of course, utilizing techniques that prevent the body from realizing it's been properly injured and dealing with any, you know, issues that this could cause can obviously counteract anything and prevent scarring from happening, which can definitely be useful. But it is a relatively imperfect healing technique compared to a lot of other healing techniques. But this magic itself is also extremely powerful, as well as its utilization in sealing magic. Sealing magic is just magic that can lock away other magics or prevent something from occurring, and they can be used in a lot of different times or methods, but one of the most common ones is using standard creation magic to seal objects and create magical pathways similar to the Beanie Boo body, but obviously by creating them a lot more complicated and branching, but also utilizing magic to make them change, it can make them very difficult to utilize unless you know very specific spells, or again, you have specific spells that can counteract it, or you can just explode it with sheer force, overriding any spells that can be utilized. This can also be utilized to limit somebody's utilization of magic by making their pathways far longer and less effective, or just cutting them off by blocking them off with different types of magic. We can really get into this when we talk a lot about different types of magics, but just to say that it's very complicated and there's a lot of things. It's very versatile. Obviously, it's pretty much just a lesser version of primordial magic, but it's still very important to recognize these types of magic because they are some of the most utilized forms of magic. We can next get into destruction magic. Again, the key difference between primordial destruction magic and standard destruction magic is obviously that dilution, but instead of just acting on a small scale, whereas primordial destruction magic will destroy anything it comes in contact with, standard destruction magic will just cause it to explode, pushing everything away from it and dealing damage, yes, but not actually damaging magical particles unless you utilize specific techniques designed for that, which are very advanced and difficult to utilize, making it have far more differences than standard destruction magic. which also means, obviously, it can be utilized a lot more on explosions, which Primal Destruction can be used, but it's just a lot more easier to utilize this. For example, they don't need to do as complicated things as slushes do. For flight, they can just create explosions to launch themselves, and also a fun side effect of this, they can create combustion in space by causing their magic particles to combust, meaning that the fire can work underwater or anywhere, it doesn't have air, as long as it has access to oxygen, pretty much making unquenchable fires very useful. But they can't utilize all of the techniques to make primordial destruction magic extremely powerful, such as the atomic destruction techniques. But we can get into some of the more powerful utilizations of this technique. Again, some of the most powerful utilizations of this technique just quite simply creating massive explosions that can deliver massive impacts, or flying around at high speeds, or just putting it inside objects to cause them to explode, which is, again, extremely powerful. But Slicks, as a consequence of this technique in their forging process, this is utilized in a lot of other universes, but obviously to a lesser degree, involves them channeling large amounts of this and creating extremely hot fires that mean the magic in the area actually melts into the weapons that they are forging, creating magic-encrusted weapons, making them some of the strongest and hardest, as well as sharpest weapons, forgeable in the Beanamuverse, apart from artifacts themselves. And this is why, obviously, Slicks are very militarily powerful, as well as their utilization of their power. But again, those Slicks do have healing techniques. It's very different to the traditional healing technique. But as a brief explanation of this, they can create tiny explosions along the injured area to essentially force their body to adapt. But this causes major bruising, but can be used to block bleeding or stop many injuries, but is arguably the least effective healing technique, pretty much, of the ones that do have it. But it's still extremely useful just to have some healing technique, obviously. And the Slicks also utilize it in their castle construction. With their creation of castles, they can use it to carve mountains, allowing them to build castles way more speedily, which allows them to be on the offensive whilst constructing defensive fortresses, which is obviously part of their, you know, style. They need to build fortresses, otherwise they won't be able to properly defend an area. But part of their strategy is just constantly being on the offensive, preventing their opponent from adapting in time. And again, we can really get into the nuances of these when we talk about specific Beanaboos in depth and their cultures and stuff, but it's just really important that we understand the basics of these techniques. Now we can get on to light magic. Light magic is a fusion between destruction magic and creation magic, but diluted, similar to Equinox magic, but on a non-primordial level. And essentially how it works is because the creation and destruction magics don't match properly in their collision and clashing, causes there to only be one primal direction that the energy faces in, which typically is unaligned in the standard body. Obviously the Dotties, typical Dotties, won't be able to utilize its magic, or will be only able to utilize it very limited burst, allowing them to increase their speed. But if it's correctly utilized and you can control it, since it only faces in one direction, it means you can get extreme speed by just forcing all your magic to go in one direction and you dragging you along with it. Also meaning it has extremely fast, obviously, attacks. But because of this, when it intercepts with the DNA and a lot of other reasons integrated in the Dottie's biology, since their body was very unstable, ordering these correctly can allow them to evolve to higher degrees infusing magic within their body. And we can really get into this, it's very complicated, but essentially, depending on your mastery over magic as well as your physical mastery, you can evolve getting new abilities, magics, and physical adaptations, making the average Dottie far weaker than a Dottie warrior that has trained their magic. And again, there is a very large variety of this depending on what stage you are there, but we'll really get into that later. But we can talk about, obviously, it starts as typical light magic, which just involves releasing extremely powerful attacks that is fast, but obviously doesn't have much movement control. And also utilizing it correctly, you can create illusions by reflecting with other light particles to essentially control them with enough precision. They can create illusions. But once you evolve to a high enough degree, they unlock a form of lightning magic, which isn't similar to storm, which isn't the same as storm magic. Essentially, it means they can control the magic once it's outside of their body, and it takes, like, sort of lightning paths, allowing it to be faster and them to be able to redirect their attacks. And again, we really need to get into this because they probably one of the most arguably complex magics with all the variations, depending on where they are on the evolutionary tree and how much they've progressed along it. But next typically is cosmic lightning magic, which pretty much just means that their lightning magic can split into many, many tiny strands as thin as spider silk and reform into lightning bolt looking structures, meaning that they can split into thousands of pieces and then reform into extremely powerful lightning bolts. This can be utilized to allow for further attack variations, as well as preventing people from intercepting their attacks, as well as allowing them to form more complex structures than their techniques would typically allow, as well as whenever they ascend to the typically highest degree, and once they've reached maximum mastery, they'll become a Luvi, which means they unlock a typical technique, which is extremely powerful. Some allow them to achieve teleportation or perform slashes in pretty much instants, which with extreme power, or, you know, manifest lightning, infuse it into balls or fuse it into other objects, allowing them to just explode other objects, which extremely vary depending on whichever person has achieved this and their style, but which obviously prevents us from talking about it specifically in specific case-by-case situations. So again, we'll really need to talk about this separately, but it is very, very nuanced, and again, because of the difficulty of achieving a basic level of mastery in it, it typically has a higher curve of power, allowing them to, obviously making it far harder to start, but once you get a mastery over it, it can become extremely powerful, whereas other ones will often have a good start, and then it'll get harder to achieve or progress as they're relatively basic until you unlock far more advanced techniques. Now, another thing we need to talk about to understand the following two things I'm going to talk about, obviously lightning magic and chaos magic. We need to talk about how the forces of these magics affect the body. Now, typically, if you build up too much magic within your body, it's having an effect, and obviously you need to build up magic to utilize techniques correctly, because they all apply outwards or inwards or do something, where, like creation magic, as well as applying effects around it, pull inwards because it attracts things towards it, and destruction magic will push outwards, as well as obviously being quite volatile, causing things around you to be destroyed and damaged. But because of this, if you stockpile too much of this in your body, it can cause your body to be altered or damaged by storing too much, and will typically cap your power unless you develop special techniques. For example, the Antic family utilizes the magic by slotting it in between their body to allow for cushioning and increase their muscle size and physical body, allowing them to obviously withstand more magic, which allows them to stockpile more, but still, there's these limits. A way to circumvent this is altering your magic, but obviously it's quite difficult. So there's two key ways you can do this if you want to stay on path. Is, we'll start off with chaos magic, is a fusion, about three parts destruction magic and one part creation magic, meaning it has a slight force inwards and a slightly smaller force outwards, but it's overall stronger. But this also allows them to just stockpile more magic, as the forces are not as, you know, obviously affecting their body, because there's not one direction. It can be counteracted and altered depending on how they use their magic. Now, obviously, the path to obtain this, I would say, deserves a video of its own, because it's very complicated and there's lots and lots of paths. But essentially, it requires approximately 4,000 years to unlock chaos magic, and a similar 4,000 years to unlock lightning magic. Now, obviously, these magics are quite powerful as a result of this, where obviously chaos magic appears to be explosions that are almost on fire, like inferno explosions that freeze in the air once released and then sort of crumble to dust. Extremely powerful, and they can release explosions, and then pull the things towards them, and they have very varied effects depending on the composition. But typically they'll have a fusion between creation magic and destruction magic, which can be altered for the situation, providing a lot more variability, allowing them to perform healing techniques far more effectively than either can typically on its own, utilizing the destruction magic to push the blood, heal, and the wounds together, and the creation magic to do the more finer work and delicate work, preventing bruising and obviously removing any scars, making these far more effective. Again, they sort of have to be talked about. There is a lot of differences, but we really need to talk about them on their own, because it's a lot of separate things you have to consider about. And those are the typical standard magics. Of course, there's other magics that stand outside of that. And the tree, obviously there's a tree of all the connections between them, is typically divided into primordial, standard, which is encompassing this. Not to say they're all standard, but they abide by some typical fusion of those other trees. And then you have the ones that are really combined of all the other ones, and they're really complex because they have so many combinations, and it's really going to require a video of their own. Thanks for listening to this segment. Now over to our news anchor.
Thanks, Jack. Update for news of the week in terms of their Vokoheno. Everything's settled down now, safe to return. There's a lot of magically enriched minerals being discovered in the area around the eruption on the side of the volcano. So some work being done to explore those areas. On the war front, the Denglers are in a little bit of a stalemate at the moment. So we may have some more updates by next week. Thanks, Jack. Back to you.
Now over to our community manager. Are there any questions?
No, we haven't got any questions sent in this week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.